With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller tells reporters a hostage agreement between the U.S., Israel, and Hamas could be reached soon.
With respect to hostages, so what I will say is that we are very close to an agreement, but we are not there yet. As you have heard us say a number of times over the course of the past few weeks, nothing is final until everything is final. And at this point, everything is not yet final, but we are close.
Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will continue its war against Hamas, even if a temporary ceasefire is reached with the terrorist group. In comments Tuesday ahead of an expected cabinet vote on a ceasefire proposal, Netanyahu vowed to press ahead. Netanyahu said that we are at war and we will continue at war, and that Israel will continue until we achieve all our goals. Thanksgiving may be a time for Americans to come together, but a new poll finds opinion is divided over what's on the crowded dinner table. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
We mostly agree on the deliciousness of pumpkin pie, but are split over the eternal turkey question, dark meat versus white meat. And don't even ask if marshmallows belong on sweet potatoes. That could cause a ruckus. About 3 in 10 U.S. adults, 32%, who will celebrate Thanksgiving this year, say turkey is their favorite, according to the poll from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Coming in second, stuffing or dressing at 19%, and in third place, mashed potatoes at 6%. As for the least favorite, about 2 in 10 polled say cranberry sauce would not be missed. I'm Julie Walker.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 62 points, the NASDAQ lower by 84, the S&P 500 declined 9, oil down to $77.77 a barrel. SRN News. Pro-family advocates say it's time for the government to do something about Pornhub, the largest pornography website on the internet.
So many cases of either adults who are non-consensually filmed or had their abuse filmed or sex trafficking filmed, or even child sexual abuse material videos uploaded to this website and then shared and disseminated across the world.
Haley McNamara of the National Center on Sexual Exploitation says Pornhub is probably already in violation of federal statutes.
Under the law, you're not allowed to host or facilitate, distribute any kind of child sexual abuse materials. And there's also a law called FOSTA SESTA against online platforms knowingly, which is a high legal standard, facilitating sex trafficking.
She says it's time for Washington to act. Learn more at endsexualexploitation.org. This is SRN News. New grants are coming for the homeless.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos' fund to support homeless families announced $117 million in new grants on organizations across the U.S. and Puerto Rico. The grants are part of a $2 billion commitment Bezos made in 2018 to support homeless families and to run free preschools. The Bezos Day One Families Fund has now given almost $640 million to support homeless families. Bezos has said he was committed to giving away the majority of his wealth within his lifetime. John Scott report.
Ford is resuming construction on a Michigan electric vehicle battery plant that the company postponed 2 months ago during a strike by the United Auto Workers Union. But the automaker says that due to slowing electric vehicle sales growth, it will scale back the factory's size, cutting the number of planned jobs to 1,700 from 2,500. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.